Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson. Dave is the author of How to Run Your Business by the Book. It's available at Learn to Lead, everywhere books are sold, but also learntolead.com is Dave's website. Dave, we're talking about culture. First segment, you talked about how the society's culture can infiltrate and influence and maybe even infect your business culture if you let it. Second segment, we talked about how to hire for values, how to hire for culture. What else do we need to know about this?
You know, another problem with society right now, Jim, and it's in the news almost every day, and this is a mindset that can carry over into your business, is the scapegoating of successful people, where there's this envy and this blame for successful people. If you're successful, you need to do your share, you need to do more to help me, et cetera. Right. Well, you know, think about this, though. If that mindset carries over into your business and the successful people start to be more envied and resented and demonized, pretty soon now we're pandering to the bottom feeders and taking time, attention, and resources away from the people who probably got us to where we're at. And so in a strong culture, you've got to continue to give your best to the best. You don't weaken the strong, the strength and the weak. Somebody says, well, why does he get that? Why does she get that? Well, because they work their tail off.
Celebrate performance, and you celebrate accomplishment. You don't bring the achievers down. You bring the poor achievers up. You know, I hear people talk, and I'm gonna call him out on this. I've already done this before. President Obama is not using good terminology. He's not using good themes to try to inspire America. And he talks about those who are more fortunate, Dave. I'll tell you. I'm fortunate, you're fortunate because we're Americans, but you are not fortunate, Dave, because you're successful. You're fortunate because you worked hard, took risks, and were willing to do without it until you were successful, but that doesn't make you fortunate.
Well, that's exactly right, and the president talks about fortunate people as though they had it handed to them,
right,
and they have an obligation to help those, and that's not, I mean, you know, that's not the way that it was in my life or your life, but you see this everywhere, Jim.
We've got to avoid this in our businesses, though, Dave, and I like where you were going in the beginning with this, and that's that don't be afraid to celebrate success, performance, execution, accomplishment.
Well, celebrate excellence.
Celebrate those things, and the people... If the people who are down the line who didn't win, if they don't like it, then they need to pick their game up a little bit.
Well, they do, Jim, and you see it everywhere. I mean, I enjoy karate, and the karate studio I go to, they come up with a weekly schedule because not everybody can spar at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have black belts sparring with white belts. That's not going
to
end well.
Well, I'm sure nobody wants to spar with you, Dave. I don't want to get their butts kicked.
Well, it's fun, and we have this instructor who's a 7-time world champion, highly respected guy. Well, last week, two new guys, maybe they haven't been there 2 weeks. They're the whitest of white belts. They get the schedule, and they're maybe 21 years old.
They got a white belt with a noodle cluster?
That's right. That's right. That's the one.
With a pink noodle cluster.
This is so typical, though. They bring it up to the instructor and say, "Hey, man, why do the black belts and red belts get all the best times days?"
Yeah.
And this is the mindset in society today. But I love what he told him. He said, because they worked their butts off for years and they deserve it, while you've been sitting at home keeping up with the Kardashians and eating moon pie.
Exactly.
He said, do you want to get what they've got? Do what they've done. And
right,
that's the mindset that you have in a high-performance culture. You
right,
earn it, you deserve it. You're not entitled to it.
Celebrate. You've got to
build an earn and deserve culture.
Celebrate accomplishment. Celebrate performance. Celebrate success. If you do that in your business, and see, what you're doing now is you're recognizing excellence. And
that's
to
right,
me, the one brass ring that every small business owner, every small business, every business should, every organization should strive for, every person is not being a millionaire, it's not being the number one salesperson of the year, or that's not it. To me, it's what is the most excellence, what's the highest level of excellence we can achieve?
Well, there you go. And that's, you know, if you look up the word excellence in the dictionary, it says superior or eminent. But the point is not superior to everybody else, superior to what you used to be. Mm-hmm. Are you continuing to best your own records, best yourself? You can be better than everyone else and still be worse than you used to be, and that's not excellence. So excellence is leaving, you know, better than I was yesterday and continuing to improve on that. And boy, when you can celebrate people who embrace that, you really have built a high-performance culture.
Dave, well done today. Thank you so much for being here. Good job. We've enjoyed it very much.
I've enjoyed it too, Jim. Thank
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.